More than 180,000 Minnesotans who didn't have health coverage a year ago now do. That means the state has an insured rate of almost 95%. This all happened even though the state's health exchange website never worked very well, a website which, by the way, cost some $100 million. And now, as the state is spending more money on it, some people wonder whether it's worth it. Elizabeth Stawicki reports.
Even before the Affordable Care Act's major changes took effect, 92% of Minnesota residents had health insurance. Of those remaining without coverage, researchers estimated about two-thirds were already eligible for government programs. They just didn't know it or how to sign up. Enter the health care law, which gave most Americans a financial incentive to find coverage, sign up, or pay a penalty. And accompanying ad campaigns like this one with Paul Bunyan to raise public awareness.
Oh, no. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, oh, oh.
Minnesota, land of 10,000 reasons to get health insurance.
At the same time, Minnesota expanded Medicaid. The government also spent many millions of dollars paying so-called navigators to FANO to churches, schools, and other communities to provide one-on-one help. Minnesota's rate of insured jumped to more than 95%, but its insurance marketplace, MinSure, stumbled from the beginning. This has left some Minnesotans questioning whether the state needed an insurance website if the goal is solely to get more people covered. Danette Coleman, who works for health insurer Medica, says maybe not.
I think we still would have achieved that. In fact, you could look at it to say, if the exchanges worked better out of the gate, would it be even higher?
Others agree, like Steve Parente, who teaches health finance at the University of Minnesota. He says, at the very least, Minnesota could have just gone with the federal exchange.
The one advantage of having it be federally controlled was that, you know, when it really became a problem, there was a lot of resources that went to it very quickly. And whether you like the exchanges or not, it did turn around rather quickly.
Parente acknowledges it's easy to say that now, knowing that while the federal exchange was able to right itself, MinSure still has a lot of problems and may not be ready for the next open enrollment, which begins mid-November. MinSure CEO Scott Leitz says the Affordable Care Act is bigger than a website. He agrees that many efforts brought down the state's uninsured rate, including the work of counties and navigators to help people get into coverage. But he says those actions were intertwined with the publicity surrounding MinSure. And he says MinSure's presence played an important role on its own.
Actually having transparent information available led to competition among the health insurers, which is exactly what marketplaces and exchanges were intended to do, which is to create that competition. It very clearly did that in Minnesota.
Consultant Joel Ario, who formerly headed the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Health Insurance Exchanges, is not worried. He says with any new technology, it takes time to work out the kinks.
I'm as confident of this as I would be that when the first cars didn't work well, it wasn't time to return to horses and buggies. It was time to improve the cars.
But for some Minnesotans, the insurance enrollment process is still in the horses and buggy stage. The big question is how much time and money it will take to get MinSure road ready. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Stawicki in St. Paul.